we can. Okay, I think we should dedicate today's shiur. Le'ilu Nishmas, the mother of our Yedid in America, Reb David Sandel, whose mother unfortunately passed away at the beginning of this week, the last. So, Reb David, if you're listening, Amokim Yinachem Eschem Seicha Veli Tzin Yerushalayim, and we should only hear Besuras Tevis, and may the Limud Torah that we learn together, and your Limud Torah, Mitzvah Hashem, be an Ilui for her Neshama in Gan Eden, Mitzvah Hashem. So last time, we sort of finished a piece of Gemara, but we have a lot of Rashi to do. So let's just remind ourselves of the Cheshbon. We had a Chiddush well over a daf ago that Reb Acha said that every single Korban requires its own Tkiyos and its own Shia. And if there are multiple Musafim, two or three on one day, then you'll have multiple Tkiyos. 9 times 2 or 9 times 3, and the Shia times 2 or times 3. And the Gemara disproved Reb Acha from a Braisa, and now from a further Braisa. So if you remember, what was the further Braisa? So let's have a look again at the Gemara. We should get a Tzehillim. Oh, there's one here. So have a look where the Gemara says, Va'oid. First word on the line is Chodsheichem. So Gemara says, Va'oid, Tanya, B'choiloi Shalmoyed, B'rishayin Mahu Oimrim. What did they used to say on the first day of Chol HaMoed? Havu Lashem Bnei Elim. B'sheni Mahu Oimrim L'Rosh HaMelekim. B'shlishi Mahu Oimrim Yokimrim Reim. Marvi Mahu Oimrim Binu Boerim Ba'om. B'chamishi Mahu Oimrim Asi Reisim Yisev Oshichmoy. B'shishi Mahu Oimrim Yimoytu Kol Moed Se'aretz. 6 days of Chol HaMoed, every day has its own shir. Says the Brice in conclusion, V'im Chalb Shabbos Be'echod Mehem. If Shabbos was Chal on one of the days of Chol HaMoed, i.e. it did not fall out on the first day of Yom Tov, which would then mean you have 6 days of weekday Chol HaMoed. No, rather Chol HaMoed, one of the days of Chol HaMoed was Shabbos. Now if Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, what shir do you sing on Shabbos? Then it's the Shabbos shir, Mizmor Liyom HaShabbos. Says the Gemara, Yemoitu, that's the last of the six, Yitcheh will be pushed off. That, for the moment, is enough for us. What do you see from there? The Yemoitu is pushed off. Now, if you hold like Reb Acha, that when Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide, you will do a double shir and a double tekiyos, then why would anything ever have to be pushed off? Who cares if Shabbos is Chal on one of the days of Chol HaMoed? So on that day, you'll do a double tekiyos and you'll do a double shir. So when you get to the final day, why would you say that Yemoitu has to get pushed off? So what do we see from over here? L'chayra we see in the Braisa not like Rav Acha, and that whenever Shabbos landed on one day of Chol HaMoed, what would you sing that day? Only the Shabbos ones. Which means everything now gets pushed up a day, such that when you get to the last day, and you want to sing Yemoitu, it's too late. There's nothing left. That l'chayra is a big kasha, and the Gemara indeed said it's a tiyuvta of Ravina, of Rav Acha. Now, we have some unfinished business on two counts. Firstly, we have to see a lot of Rashi, it's a shemush we'll see now. And something else, if you remember, we finished off last time by saying it's all fine and well that you can disprove Rav Acha from a braisa, in fact, even two braisas. But poor old Rav Acha, why are you blaming Rav Acha? Rav Acha did not invent this chiddush himself. It's based on a braisa, which is based on a pasuk. So how can you possibly point the accusing finger at Rav Acha, as if to say, how could you suggest this chiddush? It's neged a braisa. What do you mean it's neged a braisa? He brought a pasuk, for goodness sake. He's got a pasuk. So I don't know, the braisa is difficult to understand. Why is Rav Acha in trouble? So what is the obvious answer? What must be the answer to that question? The only answer you can possibly suggest to that question is what the Gemara means to say is, it's not true. That's your interpretation of the Braisa and in turn of the Pasuk. Meaning, if the Braisa would be absolutely black and white, non-negotiable, non-interpretable in any other way, then Rav Acha is not to blame. I mean, all he did was quote a Braisa. I've got another brice that contradicts. I don't know, I have nothing to tell you. I don't know, maybe it's a machlokes in the brices. But if, as the Gemara is soon going to suggest, that no, it's Rav Acha's interpretation of the brisa, meaning, in a moment we'll see that we, in fact, have an alternative interpretation of the brisa, in fact, maybe more than one.
Two.
Right? We have two interpretations, such that, as far as we're concerned, everything is fine and dandy. The brisa, a daf ago, has an altogether different meaning, which does not contradict the braces that we brought on our Omud. And that's why Rav Acha is, as it were, the one who's to blame. So we will see that in Mitzvah Hashem afterwards, but first, let's look at the Rashi. So the Rashi is towards the top of the Omud. First word on the line, B'choloi shel moed. Says Rashi, B'choloi shel moed, the Sukkos. On Chol HaMoed Sukkos, what's Rashi pointing out over here, as opposed to Pesach? Chol HaMoed Pesach is an altogether different story. So, Chol HaMoed the Sukkos, ma hoyu oimrim b'shir hamusafin, the shir that you sing together with a korban. Which shir was it? So, let's go slowly, and we'll see that it's not complicated. Barishin. What does it mean, Barishin? Says Rashi, don't make a mistake of thinking that means the first day of Yom Tov. Rather, b'yom rishon, d'choloi shel moed. First day of Chol HaMoed. Oimrim. Which perek would we say? We would say, perek choftes in Tehillim. Mizmor le'David, hovu l'Hashem b'nei elim, hovu l'Hashem kavoid v'oiz. Now, of course, this is a perek that's familiar with us. Nachum's about to sing it for us quickly. No? Your pass? This is your opportunity for fame and glory, Nachum. Your singing talents will be transmitted to America. No, you'd rather pass.
Don't
okay. In many shuls you don't sing. But this is the mizmor that we know that we say with our achnosis and yitzis, the Sefer Torah, at least on Shabbos. Now, what's that got to do with Sukkos? In fact, the word Sukkos is not mentioned in this perek. So why is it mentioned? Why do we sing this perek? So Rashi says as follows. Oimrim Hobulashem. Kol ha-mizmoir, the entire mizmoir, al-shem, it's all about Shehayoim Tchilas Simchas Beis Hashoiva. That's now the title. Remember, there's no Simchas Beis Hashoiva on Yom Tov itself. But on Chol HaMoed there is. The connection between this perek and the first day of Chol HaMoed is because of the Simchas Beis Hashoiva, which, by the way, would explain to us why it is on the first day of Chol HaMoed, because this is the first day of Simchas Beis Hashoiva. Well, what's the connection? Dahainu kovoid v'oiz. Ah, that does appear in this perek. What does it say? When it says right in the beginning, Hovu Lashem Kovoid V'Oiz, that's what's happening when you have the Simchas Beis Hashoiva. It's Kovoid and Oiz, Koyach, as it were, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uba'oisai Mizmor, and in that very same Mizmor, what does it say? Koil Hashem Alamayim. Where does it say that? Koil Hashem Alamayim, Keila Kovoid Hirim. Hashem Alamayim Rabim. As you pass, so. So it mentions Mayim. So it's a connection between covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Mayim. So what's that? That's the Simchas Beis Hashoiva. Says Rashi, V'oisei Mizmor Koil Hashem Al HaMayim, quote, I'll quote, Al Sheim, which refers to the Nisuch HaMayim. So that's why on the first day, we say Perek Choftes. Okay, moving on. Next Rashi, it says, on the Sheini, you say Ula Rosha Omar. Now, Ula Rosha Omar is Perek Nun, but the words Ula Rosha Omar are actually in the middle. Perek Tazayin says Ula Rosha Omar Elohim Malachol Saper Chukai. Kadosh Baruch Hu addresses the Rosha. Says Malachol Saper Chukai, what are you doing relating my Chukim? Who needs you? Atos on Nisa Musa, you hated Musa, you never wanted chastise, you never wanted to improve. Okay, very nice. What's that got to do with Chol HaMoed? Says Rashi. Ula Rosha Omar. The Chol HaMizmor, the entire Mizmor is what? Divrei Kavushin Hain. What's Kavushin? Rebuke. Kibush can be rebuke, but it's his rebuke.
Pickle.
Doesn't mean pickle, yeah, doesn't mean either. Divrei Kavushin. Words of Musa, rebuke. The whole perek, the content of this perek, words of rebuke, who for? Lene'esofim, to those gathered, la'azora, in the Azora, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, le'mitzvahis hachag. Now what does that mean? They've come to the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, the mitzvah being oile regel, and we're giving them musa? Why are we giving them musa? Why are we giving them chastise? Says Rashi, these people come to the Beis HaMikdash, the smeichim, and they rejoice in Simchas Achad. They have one big party. And we rebuke them, and we say what? Ma lecha lesaper chukai, quote unquote. Kloima. Lomo lecha. Lovoi lebayis zeh. Why are you coming to this bias? Who needs you in the Beis HaMikdash? Im shar ami, with the rest of my nation. Im eincha choizer b'tshuva. If you're not choizer b'tshuva, and remember, we discussed early on in this parak, tshuva is a very central theme in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Of course, it comes in the back of Yom Kippur, and Yom HaNoraim. If you haven't been choizer b'tshuva, what are you doing here? Why are you coming to the Beis HaMikdash? Now, uba oisai mizmair ksif. In that very same mizmair, it says towards the end of the parak, zeveach toida. Zevach leloikim toida v'shalem leelyoin nedorecha. That it says in parak Apostle Yudalit. It says, Zevach leloikim toida, sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu your korban toida, v'shalem le'elyon, and pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu your nedorim. Now what does that mean? It says Rashi, Al shechag ha-sukais, because chag ha-sukais is what? Zman bal ta'acher hu. What does it mean bal ta'acher? There is an issa to delay. What does it mean an issa to delay? What happens at the beginning of the year, meaning Chodesh Nisan, which is called the beginning of the year, that's the first month, you declare that you want to bring a korban. You want to dedicate a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. But you did not specify when you're going to bring it or by when you're going to bring it. What's the halacha? You have maximum of 3 yomim tovim, following which you have transgressed the issa of bal ta'achir. Ta'achir means to delay. Which means that if you made your promise at the beginning of the year, then when's your time up? Sukkos. Which means it's very appropriate, therefore, this pasuk for Sukkos. Sacrifice your Toda v'shalem and pay up your Nadorim. If you've made a neder, you've undertaken a vow that I'm going to dedicate a korban, then this is the zman. So you clearly see from this pasuk that which Yom Tov is being alluded to? Sukkos. That's what Rashi says. Al shechag sukkos zman bal ta'acher hu. That is the zman of the issa called bal ta'acher. You should not delay. L'sholosh regolim kesidron. If you go the 3 regolim in their order. Meaning, technically speaking, there's nothing more significant about sukkos than any other Yom Tov with regard to bal ta'acher. Meaning, if somebody would make a neder, not today. If somebody would make a neder today, when have you got till Sukkos? Because the next Yom Tov is Pesach, then Shavuos, then Sukkos. But if you'd make a neder in the middle of Chodesh Elul to bring a korban, when have you got till? Then the next Yom Tov is Sukkos, then Pesach, and then Shavuos. So why is Sukkos singled out as being the Bal Ta'acher korban? So that's how Rashi adds this extra word, L'sholosh regolim, kesidron. Because if you spell out the order of the Shalosh Regolim, if I'd ask you what the Shalosh Regolim, what would you say first? Pesach. First month of the year, Torah says, Roish Chadoshim, Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, Roish Chadoshim. Nisan is called in the Torah the first month. So therefore, at least if you look at the Shalosh Regolim, Kesidron, in their correct order, then indeed Sukkos is the last Chag. Says Rashi in conclusion, the Soif HaMizmor. And once again, how does the Midmor conclude? It says, Zeveach Toido Yechabdonani V'som Derech Arenu B'yesh Elakim. Again, it talks about being Zeveach Toido, sacrificing a Toido. When does a person have to sacrifice a Toido? He commits himself to dedicating this Korban, so he has 300 Toivim to do it. So therefore Rashi says, that therefore is an appropriate theme once again for Sukkos, specifically referring to those people who have not been Chayzer B'Tshuva, and therefore that's what we're telling the Musa. Who needs you over here? What are you doing over here? Okay, that is the second day. Now, the third day is a little bit complicated because here we split a perek into two. We have the perek of Keil Mekomos Hashem, Keil Mekomos Seifia, which we know again from Hayyim Yoims. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Vashlishi maho yoimrim, mi yokum li imareim. Now, mi yokim li imareim is the middle of the perek. Perek Pasuk Tezayin says, mi yokim li imareim. On the next day, when it says, Bravi maho yoinim, binu boyarim bom, that's towards the beginning of the perek. Perek Ches, it says, binu boyarim bom. Until, presumably, until the words V'acharav kol yishrei lei, which are followed by Miyokum li. So on the third day, where are we beginning from? Miyokum li merei. Why? It says Rashi. Miyokum li merei. Ubinu boyarim, quote unquote. So too the words Ubinu boyarim, says Rashi, b'mizmor echod heim. They are really all one mizmor. It's all Tehillim Tzadi Dalet. Ubinu boyarim, quote unquote, is muktam. What does muktam mean? Earlier on, that's the first half. Umiyokum li, quote unquote, is mu'uchar, is later on, and for some reason, says Rashi, v'heim makdimim es ha-mu'ucha. What does that mean? They precede that which is later. In other words, you first say the second half of the perek, and you only then say the first half of the perek. That makes sense? Rosh Hashanah, give me a puzzled look. That's what we're doing. On the third day, where are we beginning? From the second half. And then we go back. So in reversal, that's what it means. We're makdim, the mu'ucha. We're bringing up early that which is in fact later. Okay. Now, v'nira be'enai. Says Rashi, it appears in my eyes that the explanation is as follows. V'pnei sheparashas miyokum li, quote unquote. The parasha of Miyokum Li, which is the second half of this perek, deals with what? Medaberes speaks about Al Tzoroison, about the Tzorois of who? Of Klal Yisrael. Shehoyu Meshu'u Abodim. Oh, Amash in Yonah Diyoma. Bebayis Sheini. Tachas Malkei Poras. Umalchei Yovon. Umalchei Roimi. All the various different kingdoms, whether it be Persia, Greek, Rome, v'afal pikein, and nonetheless, einom nimnoim, they do not refrain, milismoyach, from rejoicing, simchas malkom, the simcha of their king. In other words, even though they're in Golus, or even though at least they have a Beis Hamikdash, but they're being persecuted by all the different non-Jewish kingdoms, Persia, Greek, etc., etc. Nonetheless, the Mesameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umispalalim, and that's why we daven. Mi yokum lonu. Who will rise up for us? Lahatzilenu to save us min hamareim ho'ela. What does mareim mean? The ones who are doing ra. The ones who are doing these evildoers. Lulei Hashem, that's the next pasuk in pasuk Yud Zayin. Lulei Hashem Ezrosoli. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping me, kimat Shochna Dumo Nafshi, that I'm finished. Imo Marti Moto Ragli, etc., etc. How does it carry on? Beroiv Sarapai Bekirbi Tanchomecho Yishashu Nafshi Kloima. All of that is a quote. What does that all mean? Kloima. Aflafitziroseinu. Even in our difficulties, Ein onu nimnoin milovoi lehishtashea, to rejoice, but tanchumecho, in your comforting. In other words, we haven't given up. We haven't said, right, that's it, forget it, we just give up. Kodesh Baruch Hu clearly has abandoned us. No, we're still sameach, we still believe, we still have emuno, like we say, Mr. Hashem, tomorrow night. Lahagid v'aboyke chasdecho ve'emunoscho. Balelo, it's even when it's dark, meaning it's golos, we don't see necessarily clearly Yad Hashem, but we still have emuna, which gets us through. What do we say, by the way, immediately after Shema in davening? So in the morning you say, Yatziv, v'nochayim, v'kayom, v'yoshav, v'nemon, v'ov, v'chov, all guns of Russia. What do you say nights? V'emuna calls us. Because in the morning, as in the geula, what do we see? Everything's just fine and wonderful. We see everything, but in the night we don't necessarily see it. So what do we see? The emuna calls us. We have the emuna that gets us through. That's what this pasuk is saying. Even though we're being persecuted by the various goyim, but we haven't given up, and we're still rejoicing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Rashi has not specifically explained at the moment what's this got to do with Sukkos. Oh, it's a very beautiful parak of Tehillim, where Rashi is telling us that the theme, at least in the second half, is Mi Yokum Li Amareim, who can possibly rise up against my enemies? It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I haven't given up in him. Beautiful. What's that got to do with Sukkos specifically? Rashi did not explain. Okay. But at least that's what we're saying on which day of Chol HaMoed? Third day. Now, in the fourth day, what do? We go back to the first half where we say, Binu Boyarim Bo'om. What does that mean? Says Rashi on the second wide line. Ulamochar, on the next day, i.e., which day? On the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, Binu Boyarim Ba'om, quote unquote. What does that mean? Epnei she'achshov zman matonois aniyim. This is the time where we give gifts to poor people. Why is that? Shehu zman osif. We know that Sukkos is called Chag HaOsif. That's when you gather in all of your harvest. In which case, it is the zman of leket, shikho, upeyo, umaisaoni. Now that you've gathered in all your produce, that's when all of these matonis to the evyonim, to the aniyim, will apply. When it gets towards the last days, Shehem Kravim Lifroish, where they are about to depart, Veloshuv Lebotehem, and return to their houses. That's why it's coming towards the end of Yom Tov now, which explains, by the way, why it's the fourth day, which is really the fifth day of Yom Tov altogether. If you're in the second half of Yom Tov, you're in the home straight. So now we say to Klal Yisrael, listen, you're soon going to be heading homewards. And therefore what? Koirin lifneihem. That's why we have to recite this pasuk in front of them. Lohichichom. To rebuke them. To encourage them to do what? Sheya'asru kara'u. To take maizes and give you matonis in the appropriate way. And even though maestros is something which is done in private, nonetheless they shouldn't say, who sees us, who knows, How do you know whether I'm going to give Maisa or not giving Maisa? That's where this Pasuk of Tehillim steps in. Lekach Omer, quote unquote, Binu Boyarim Baom. Shoimrim Belibom. There are those who say in their hearts, Mi Yagid Ma'asenu. Who will relate our acts? In other words, who knows what I do in the storehouse or in the grain house? Nobody knows. Hanuiteya Oizen Haloyishma. That's what it says in the next Pasuk. Who's the Noiteya Oizen? Haloyishma. Haloyishma. It jolly well will be heard. Who by? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it says, Im yotzer ayin halo yabit, hayotzer goyim halo yechiach ad miyolokum li. I mean, the theme of this parak is, don't think that you can get away. Listen, it's in the field, in the grain house, nobody sees, it's not in public, nobody knows what I'm doing. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will jolly well see what's going on, because this is the time of year that we're taking matonis la'aniyim. Matnos Aniyim, that's why this half of the parak is recited. So again, the second half of the parak discusses Klal Yisrael Simcha despite the Tzoris. The first half of the parak discusses the Zman of Matnos Aniyim. So I believe now we're up to the fifth day. And the fifth day takes us to Perek Pei Aleph. Lamnatzeach al Agitis Laosof, which is of course also familiar to us. It's one of the Shir Shalyims of the week. Bachamishi, we say Hasiroisi Misevel Shichmoy. That's over here, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin. Hasiroisi Misevel Shichmoy. What does that mean? It says Rashi, Divrei Tanchumin Hein. This Perek's theme is their words of comfort, i.e., Im tizku batzoro, koroso va'achaltzecho. That's the lashon of the pasuk over here. Koroso va'achaltzecho. E'encho beseiser ra'am evchoncho almei merivo. Al hamayim, says Rashi, shenidoinin aleihem. Bechag. This is all referring to the water. When are we judged for the year concerning our water? On Sukkot, that's what we daven for Mayim, Mashiv Ruach, Morin HaGeshem. Therefore, what? Lefi ma she ani boichencho, efseik lecho. In accordance with what I decide to allocate you, that's what you'll have. No more and no less. Al shem, because, says Rashi, shemispalalin al agashomim, because we daven for rainfall, for tzrichim lohem, and we need it. Therefore, v'ksiv b'mizmor zeh, that's how this perek continues. Harchev picho va'amal ehu, widen your mouth and I will fill it. She'eshlach lochem brocha. So in other words, the theme of this perek is the brocha that you need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that at Sukkot, this is a time of year where you need brocha. Which bracha specifically? Geshem Maim. And that's what the theme of this parak is all about. And it concludes, says Rashi, V'seif ha-mizmor, and it says, V'yachileu mechelev chito mitz Hashem, you'll be eating from the wheat, umitzor dvash aspiekon, you'll be satiated with the dvash. But that's the theme of this parak. The theme of this parak is the nechama for Klal Yisrael, that you will be zeicha to brachas, and specifically the bracha of Geshem at this time of year. Finally, we get to the very next perek, which is perek pei beis. And on the sixth day, what do we say? Yemaitu kol moistei oretz. That is perek pei beis in pasuk kei. What is the relevance of that? It says Rashi, b'mizmor Elohim Nitzov Ba'adas Kael. Kadosh Baruch Hu stands, as it were, the community of God. Va'omrim kol ha'mizmor. Why are we saying all of this mizmor? Again, al shem, because shekosuv boy oni v'rosh hatzdiku li. Oni v'rosh hatzdiku. What does the oni v'rosh mean? What's a rosh? Poor person. Oni v'rosh hatzdiku. What is that referring to? Once again, Elu Maestros. These are the Maestros. So this is now a further reminder for Klal Yisrael to worry about the Oni and the Rosh. Why is this referring to Maestros? Says Rashi, Shekachu Nidrash, B'chulin. Because this is the way it's interpreted in the Gemara in Chulin. Tzedek Misholcho. The ten loy, the Perek HaZeroyah. In Perek HaZeroyah, it quotes these psukim and it tells us that what? But this is referring to Maestros. Lo yodu v'lo yovinu, that's pasuk hey. Or mi she'enoi noisen liboy lahovin lakach. If somebody doesn't pay attention and his heart towards this, what will happen? How does it continue? Bachashecha yisalochu. He will go in dark, which is a rather scary thing. Zu misa, that's death. Because the Tanan, as it says in Ovos, Ba'arbo prokim ha-dever misrabe. So there are four times of year where dever, there is a plague that can be on the increase. And one of them is B'moitzei ha-chag. At the end of Sukkos, why is that a dangerous time of year? Shebekol ha-shono mipnei gezel. Motza Sukkos of every year. Because this is the time of year that Klal Yisrael might be held accountable for not giving the Matonos Aniyim. Why Dafka now? As we said before, because this is the right time of year for that. The Goyrim Klola Lo'olam, and he brings about curse to the world. The Ra'ovoin and hunger. Shiyomutu. That's what it means, yumutu or yumaitu. That all of the world will be yumaitu, will collapse. Yumaitu is to collapse. So therefore again, this parak is very sharp rebuke. Beware. If you don't take maestros at this time of year, then it could cause terrible consequences. There'll be dever and yumaitu kol afseyaretz. But those are the 6 days of Chol HaMoed. Now, says Rashi, if Shabbos is chal on one of the days of Chol HaMoed, v'dochu shir ha-moed, it would therefore push away that day's shir of moed. Why? Milifnei shir Shabbos, in place of the shir of Shabbos, which one? Mizmor shir yom Shabbos. So what happens? Yemoitu Yitcha. Then the parak of Yemoitu will be pushed off, says Rashi. Shehu shir achrin. That is the last shir. V'nitcha will be pushed off. Why? V'pnei she'omru be'echod b'shabbos shir shehoyer ro'u loymar esmel. Because we're going to have to say on Be'echot B'Shabbos. What's Be'echot B'Shabbos? Sunday. On Sunday. We're going to have to really say the shir that was supposed to have been said the day before on Shabbos, but it wasn't said. So everything gets pushed off. Now, we don't miss out anything, we just push off everything. That's what Rashi says now. She'ein medalgin seder hashir. We're not medalgin. What does it mean we're not medalgin? We do not skip anything. In other words, we don't say, listen, if Shabbos fell on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, so I'm very sorry, the fourth day's shir would have to go. No, I don't do that. Rather, what do I do? On the first day, on Sunday, I will say whatever should have been said yesterday. Ubasheni, and in turn, what will I say on Monday? Shir shel echod b'Shabbos, the shir that should have been said on Sunday. etc., etc., etc. Nimsa, and therefore it comes out, ho'acharon nidche, the last one will be pushed off. Now, if you look back into the Gemara, it says in the Gemara, Rav Safra manach behu simona. Rav Safra had a simon, which was humbahi. What's humbahi? Says Rashi, humbahi. Simon Seder HaParshishu. It is a simon to recall all the different shiros. Umachlif lahaktim hasiroisi lebinu boyarim bo. In other words, binu boyarim bo was said on the fourth day. Hasiroisi was only said on the fifth day. But if you look at this simon, what does humbahi stand for? What's the hey? Avul Hashem. Vav. Belarasha. Mem. Now, the hay, the base is binu boyarim ba'am. The hay is hasiraisi, and yud is yimoitu.
So the same, like you said, it's
the next
Rashi.
Oh, once again, so, sorry. Humbahi is the right seder. Rav Papa says the Gemara. Rav Papa manach bu samna hum habi. So he switched the base and the hay. That's what Rashi is saying. For whatever reason, he switched the hay, the hasiroisi, to the binu boyarim ba'om. So which one do we hold of? Says the Gemara, v'simoneich. And if you want to know which one is Rav Safra's and which one is Rav Papa, there's an easy way to remember v'simoneich. Ambuha de Sifri. The word Sifri obviously sounds like the word Safra. So Safra, Rav Safra's Simra, was something like Ambuha or Humbahi. That's how you remember it. But in other words, the base before the hay. Now, what is the phrase Ambuha de Sifri? Says Rashi, the Simone, what will be your sign? Shaloi Tite, you shouldn't make a mistake. Eze Simon Shorav Safra. The answer is Ambua de Sifri. Gedude Anoshim Venoshim. These are groups of men and women. Regilim Lahalech, who used to go for a walk. B'movui shel melamde tinoikis. On some sort of cul-de-sac or some area where the rebbes of the schools used to be found. Sh'atinoikis v'avoiseyem v'imoiseyem. The children, the fathers, the mothers, mitzuyim etzlom, are found there. That's what the Ambua de Sifri is. Afkan, so too, what it means is Mi Sheshmoi Safra Hoyosimona Humbahi Shedoime, which is similar to Tevas Ambuha. Okay, so that's how I remember it's from Safra Simon. But why is all of this Gemara bought? Because I see that when Shabbos is Chalul Chol Moed, what happens to the Shira that day? Cancelled. Says Rashi, Tiyuvta Durav Acha. This is a disproof of a Racha. The Omar Toikin Al Kol Musaf. Rav Acha told us that you would be Toikeya separately for every single Korban Musaf Alma. In which case, the Omar Lekol Echod Shirei. So therefore, you'd say a separate shir for each and every one. And yet, V'hocha K'toni Yemoitu Yidche. And yet over here it says that one gets pushed off. Alma, what do you see? That loy omru b'shabbos shel chol hamoed elo. So I see, not like Rav Acha, I see that when it comes to Shabbos, the only shir that I will sing is the Shabbos shir, and not that day's shir, and that's why it gets pushed off to tomorrow, which means at the end one falls off, and that's Yemoitu. So Rav Acha is roundly and soundly disproved. Tiyota. Now, says the Gemara, V'ho Rav Achar bar Chanina kro umasnisa ka'omar? Question mark. What's the Gemara asking?
Did he come with a pasuk?
He came with a pasuk and he came with a braisa. Remember, the braisa said, admittedly, some vague words. We brought a pasuk and it says, Hakoil lefi hamusafin toikin. What does that mean, Hakoil lefi hamusafin toikin? So, how did Rav Achar understand that? One for each musaf. Lefi ha-musaf, it means in accordance with the number of musafin, thus you would be toikea a number of times. So if it's two, then twice. If it's three, it's three times. Okay. So if that's the braisa, which is, by the way, based on a pasuk, so what on earth are you trying to prove by bringing a braisa and say Rav Acha is wrong? Well, what's it going to do with Rav Acha? Rav Acha is a pasuk, as explained by the braisa. Says the Gemara, no, because that is Rav Acha's interpretation of the braisa. That who says that's the correct one? Who says the correct interpretation? Omar Ravina Loima. Do you know what this braisa comes to teach us? Not as Rav Acha understood. How did Rav Acha understand? Twice. Two musafin, two tkiyos, and two shirois. Or three musafin, three. Says Ravina, no, that's not what it means, lefi hamusafin toikin. Do you know what it means, lefi hamusafin toikin? Shema'arichin betkiyos. What does ma'arichin betkiyos mean? They would lengthen them, they wouldn't repeat them. You're right, we certainly have a pasuk, and we certainly have a braisa, that's non-deniable. But you want to know what pshat in the braisa is? When it says lefi hamusafin toikin, it doesn't mean however many musafin there were, that decides how many tekiyos. How many? There was only one set. How long the tekiyos was? Yeah, that's a different story. That's the chiddush of the braisa. Says Rashi, Omer Avina loyma shemarech tekiyos. Braisa katoni stoma. What does that mean, braisa katoni stoma? The braisa just tells you in rather vague manner. What did it say? Quote unquote, Hakoil lefi hamusafin toikin. Four words. Hakoil lefi hamusafin toikin. Now, Rav Acha pirsha. Rav Acha explained, he decided that what does the explanation mean? She toikin al kol musaf. That you blow separately for every single musaf. No. Says Ravina, I'm sorry to tell you, you got it wrong. Veloy, havale leferushe hachi. He should not have explained it in this manner. Devadai ein oimer elo shir echot. Because you certainly only say one shir, as we have managed to prove where? In the braisas that we brought. Vahochak toni. Sorry. Ve'ein kan elot teisha tkiyos. There are only nine. Remember, how many in each set? Nine. So Rav Acha maintained, if you have two musafin, what do you do? You have 18. If there's three, there's 27. It's not true. There's only nine. L'shloisha pirkei hashir, to the three parts of the shir. Remember, each set is a tarat. Three times three is nine. That's all there is. Ubraisa. You want to know what pshat in the braisa is? Not like Rav Acha. Komash malon shema'arich. He has to elongate. B'meshech hatkiyos k'sheyesh shnei musafin. V'oimrin hashir la'acha shekorvu nischei shneim. They used to say the shir after they did the nesachim of both, and they did extra lengthy tekiyos to show that what? that there were two musafin. So when the Braisa says Hakoyel lefi musafin toikin, it doesn't mean that we repeated the tkiyos. There's only one set of tkiyos, only one set of shir. Rather, we lengthened the tkiyos. That's one interpretation. Says the Gemara, Rabbonon de Kesari. The Rabbonon in Caesarea, Meshmei de Rabbi Acha Omri, Loima Shemarbe Betoikin. What does Marbe mean? You had more people in the band. Again, Hakoil Lafi Amusofin Toikin is a very vague expression. You would blow in accordance with the number of Musofin. So Rach understood that means it's referring to the amount of tkiyos. We say, no, it's either the length of the tkiyos or how many people were blowing. Says Rashi, Shemar b'betoikin, shemoisifin chatzoitzrois. We would add extra trumpets, b'toikin yachad, v'kulu chad michshavi. But it's all considered like one. In other words, the fact that you have a number of people blowing doesn't mean you're blowing more tkiyos. It's all like one. The Tanan be'erichin, it says quite clearly, erichin ein poichasim mishtei chatzoitzrois. You never have less than two trumpets, v'teisha kinoirois, and nine harps or violins. U'moisifin ad la'olam. How many can you have? What's the maximum?
No maximum.
There is a minimum. I don't care basically how many people you have in the orchestra, minimum of two or nine. You can have as many as you like, it's all considered one tkiyos. Therefore, we have two, or actually altogether three different interpretations of the braisa. When the braisa is a koel lefiya musafin toikin, Rav Acha understood it means how many tkiyos you're blowing. We disprove that. There's only one. Only one shir, only one set of tkiyos. Rather, we have two alternative suggestions, either the length of the tkiyos that's being discussed or how many people were blowing them, but not the amount. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll battle against the rain over here. So, discuss Geshem, that's what happens.
Say it by Rav Acha at the end.